AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. and Azerbaijani officials are raising pressure on Russia over this week's deadly crash of an Azerbaijani airliner. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby echoed expert analysis and survivor accounts, blaming the crash on Russian air defenses. Charles de Ledesma has Moscow's account.
The head of Russia's state aviation agency, Dmitry Yadrov, says airspace was shut down over the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus at the time the Azerbaijani plane tried to land. Following attacks by Ukrainian drones on Grozny and Vladikavkaz, Yadrov says the Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 made two unsuccessful attempts to land in Grozny before a decision was made to fly to Ukhtar, Kazakhstan, across the Caspian Sea. The crash killed 38 people and left all 29 survivors injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli troops stormed one of the last hospitals operating in the territory's north and forced staff and patients outside, ordering them to remove their clothes in winter weather. Israel's military says Hamas uses the hospital as a base, though it did not provide evidence. A federal government tally shows homelessness in the U.S. rose more than 18% this year. And longtime CBS sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died. Lisa Dwyer has a look at his career.
Gumbel was known for breaking barriers. In 2001, he announced the Super Bowl for CBS, becoming the first black announcer in the U.S. to call play-by-play of a major sports championship. While football and basketball is where he was known best, Gumbel also covered the Winter Olympics in the 90s, baseball, figure skating. Gumbel was also affiliated with March of Dimes for three decades and was a member of the Sports Council for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital for 16 years. Gumbel was 78. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. It was a down day for Wall Street, but that closed yet another winning week for stocks in a year that's seen the S&P 500 set 57 record highs.
The last time the U.S. stock market closed out a second straight year up at least 20% was when President Bill Clinton was impeached and Mark McGuire hit his 70th home run. That was 1998. The S&P 500, as of December 20th, climbed 24.3% so far this year, not including dividends, following last year's jump of 24.2%. The year featured many familiar winners, such as big tech, which got even bigger as their stock prices kept growing. But it wasn't just Apple, Nvidia, and the like. Bitcoin, gold, and other investments also rose. I'm Shelley Adler.
As of Friday's close, the Dow gained more than 14% for the year, the S&P more than 25%, and the NASDAQ 31%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.